And we're live.
Yo, you guys are vibing with Off the Rock, and we are the best. And this is the Wonderful Tay. Period. Okay, Rock.
What the hell type of intro was that?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
My tongue hurts.
Good. Okay. Whoa. Whoa.
Come on camera saying big wild shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the motherfucking hottest podcast in the 251.
Period.
With one of the hottest brands in the building. Period. We have Royalty Denim in here. I got the shorts on. He got it on. We also got Cash in the building. What's good?
Yeah.
We got Honor in the building. What's good?
What's up, y'all?
Ain't nothing new, but we got Chew in the building. What's good? Hey, bruh, and it ain't a boulder. It's a rock. It's your boy Rock over here, and we in down. Look, man, y'all already know how we start this off. Y'all know how we do this. We got to start with our guest, Mr. Tay Hove, if y'all didn't know. Also, the owner, CEO of Royalty Denim. Tay, we do a temperature check out here. We like to see where everybody at mentally before we dive and get into this episode. So, with one being the lowest, 10 being the highest, where are you at mentally right now?
At a 10, bro.
At a 10? Okay, then.
Okay.
And we know why you at a 10, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that a little bit later on.
For sure.
All right, then. Anna, where you at, 1 through 10?
I'm at a 10.
You sure?
I mean, I'm at like a 9, but I mean, I would be a 10 if my tongue didn't hurt.
Hey, man. I just wanted some reassurance because you was like, well,
can you tell us why your tongue hurts, baby?
Why did
they just tell us?
Fuck you, AJ. I got my shit pierced.
It's like an upside down smiley face.
It's got, I think it's called like a snake bite or something.
I thought it was a snake bite. You know what it remind me of?
A bullhorn.
Like a bull. That shit kind of remind me of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercials. Like with the little squares with the little eyes and shit. Or like the old Pops commercial when they used to use their tongue in the commercial.
And oh, I remember that shit. The tongues and the eyes and the tongue.
And like each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What it do, Drew? Where you at? 1 to 10. You at a 10. Damn, that was a quick.
Yeah, not at a 10.
Quick and decisive. I'm at a 10.
I ain't got to think about it. If I feel good,
you're
going to say
10. Okay, then. Hey, all right. Hey.
Period.
I'm
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Cash, bro, where you at? You definitive on your shit?
Oh, no, I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, 10, 9, 12. 8.
Oh, no, fuck 12. Fuck 12.
Fuck
12. 12, bro.
Okay. 14.
Okay. We had a 14 double, you know, go up a little bit. Why are we at a 14? You higher than everybody here right now.
So?
Damn.
What is
he said, goddamn, Rock, I can't be happy.
No, it wasn't about him being happy. I wanted to know what was the power, the what was making this the 14. I wanted to know the reason behind it.
Everything's just good, bro. I can't complain. I can't never complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just gravy right now.
Why you had to do it?
It's Thanksgiving. You feel me?
It's next week.
Hey, man, it's my birthday.
My boy's birthday coming up. My boy, take over his fucking stone running.
It's going to be a lit weekend, bro.
Did y'all say boo?
I did.
I got a show this week. It's a lot of shit going on. Shit I got to pull up on Smooth. I got to pull up on you.
Yeah, bro.
I got some shit to do. Hey, I got to pull up on you. Everybody got some shit. Yeah.
I'll come out to the classroom.
Yeah, I'll be out of town.
We turned up, bottle.
I don't know about coming in here with no suit, but I pull up on you.
You can't come in unless you got a suit on.
Smoke one with you.
But go ahead, tell the people where they're going to be at and everything so they can pull
I'm
up.
I'm at the class late, man. Prestige Event Center, man. That's on
Howe Ferry.
House. Oh, you going?
No, I wish.
Oh, well.
Are you going to be out of town.
I noticed something about you, True.
What?
The type of events that True involves themselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm very classy, for real. Like a gentleman type shit, yeah.
Yeah,
goes with this
artistry. Yeah, that's what it is. That's why. I'm not finna involve myself in nothing.
You a smooth ass nigga.
Smooth criminal.
But I did see bro turned up in Flavors.
Yeah, he was.
I believe.
That night, that was what? Last Saturday, wasn't it?
I believe.
It was Saturday.
You was out there. Crimson King look was in that one.
Yeah, Crimson King birthday set up.
Crimson
King. Hey, that came
out the shirt. It was lit enough.
Bro, you was out there with my homegirl DZ.
It was lit.
Came out the shirt.
Wow. You know, he came out to the shirt.
Shout out to D's.
While performing or partying?
I was partying.
He was partying.
Oh, shit.
And somebody Snapchat me and was like, I seen you dance with a whole bunch of girls. I'm like, I didn't remember. Because when I get drunk, whoever's in the vicinity, you just getting grabbed.
You're just getting grabbed.
I don't need to be around your ass when you drink.
Yeah, bro, we got to make sure that you
I'm sober your ass up. I'm sober your ass up. Real, you be drunk. You be drunk. We ain't grab. We
got him. I think he meant females.
Yeah. I mean, I say it like that, though, because I knew
you were
going to say
something. Yeah, well, I guess it leaves me now.
We're going to be fucked up. Hey, look, we're going to be out of town for some pie shit. We're going to be fucked up. True going to get drunk and shit. You going to snatch your ass off.
Don't put the word snatching ass in me in the same motherfucker.
Damn, you're gonna snatch your ass.
Put you in the headlock.
Pause.
You gonna put your ass in the headlock.
I just like dancing. So I mean, like a dancer. I like to have a party.
I like to turn
out with you. Yeah. Well, after that, I would like to say mentally, I'm at about a 12.
Period. That's great.
12.
I mean, I'm at a 14.
Oh, okay.
Why not make it 15?
I am at a 15 as well, thanks to my lovely crew.
Yeah, Rock, you higher than everybody.
He's in good spirits, so for real, you can
tell.
It
just was a great day. I delivered packages to people.
Like Santa Claus?
Yep.
We are Santa Claus.
Pretty much. No sleigh, just vans out there, though.
But wait till them dogs get put in your ass, boy.
Well, I've seen a couple dogs. I was at an apartment complex.
I couldn't do EPS. A couple of them dogs. I don't play by that
shit. Well, I've been in a straight area, so I ain't got to worry about dogs.
I'm too old to be running from a dog.
I'm bucking from one, boy. In my second day at UPS, bro, holiday season, I'm bucking from a dog.
Bro, I couldn't even see my own
running. I'm like, I'm running from a dog. I can't do it.
So you want to be on the video on the little home camera at the door.
On me, bro.
Yeah, me, bro.
I don't fail no folks shit. I don't fail.
No.
This is 3 days working at UPS.
I don't know somebody's car before.
Man, bro.
I had to hop in the car because it was a great thing.
Old man that was training me, he was mad at four. He was like, bro, you can't do that. But, bro, a dog on my ass, what you want me to do? Bro, I threw a lateral. I just threw that bit back. But,
what they do is, they tell you, like, they want us to ball up in the ball and cover your head.
What?
They
want you to fall down and ball.
Hold up. They train y'all on what to do. When a dog attack you on the jaw, man.
Don't
get bit. Right.
Get them shit to mine.
The little silent whistle thing.
Yeah.
Bro, that's wild, bro.
Oh, I'll be cool. I'll be blowing brains up.
Nah, it don't work for all dogs now. If they got the little shot collar on or something like that, it don't work on.
Most
pits got the collar on.
Yeah.
It was
dog
like that. So if you see that, you might need to go ahead and get
the
collar.
Hey, we thought you said that's right.
Bro.
Like, nah.
Nah, bro.
Nah.
Try again.
The button don't work.
You know how dogs, when something be weird, they...
That's what that is?
Bro, that is funny, dog. They get trained on how to get bit by dogs.
It worked out. That can't work out.
I got bit when I was four. Took off my whole cheek. That's fine, y'all.
You said you got bit on your cheek.
Took off my whole cheek when I was four.
That's terrible, bro.
What kind of dog?
A chow.
Oh,
they're the worst.
What is a chow?
Big ass fur dog. I think them bitches are stink now.
I thought them bitches were dangerous.
Yeah, they're dangerous species out there. Fat Tom. Them hoes some old 90s, 80s dogs.
Can't even say endangered. Okay.
Those dogs would be on Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
We were all that dog.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't talking about the Spike.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I ain't talking about Spike.
Yeah, you ain't talking about Spike.
I'm talking about the old ass dog that be on Tom and Jerry. It be an old motherfucker, nigga, eyes be drooping.
Oh, the red eyes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Don't you know what kind of dog he is?
But wasn't nobody scared of that nigga?
He ain't doing nothing.
Nothing. Sorry, bro. That's just part of my day.
Anyway. Yeah, bro. You tripping. Anyway, bro, this episode is brought to you by Punkies the Bando Kitchen. Look, that man, if you need a hot plate and you want it delivered straight to you, nice and hot, all you have to do is go to Punkin's the Bando Kitchen on Instagram. Look at the food that you want. Send him a DM and he'll get it right to you. Shout out to Genesisville and Punkin's the Bando Kitchen. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, wait. I'll wait for that later. Just keep tuning in Off the Rock. All right, so now look, man. It is time for the one and only Royalty Denim. So let's go on and dive into this. I like to always, with our guests, get into the name because that is the staple of your brand. It all starts with the name. The name has such meaning to it. And with a name like Royalty, and with a name like Royalty, that really sets the tone for what you're really trying to do. So why did you go with Royalty, and what is the significance of that in your brand?
So when I came up with the name, man, I just always thought about, you know, high-end fashion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I always been into it. I'm a fashion person. So when I thought about branding myself, like, globally, I was thinking of something that reaches across everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying, Royalty just came to my mind where I was like, you know, who wouldn't want to be royal? Like,
that's true.
Kings, right. Queens, you know what I'm saying? Royal family. Like, that's just what I stand on. So that's why I went with it.
And when it came to that and you doing Royalty, I noticed, and I always like to do this, I noticed the color schemes and patterns that you put together when it come, you know, whenever you put your clothes out and you're designing your clothes. So did the name Royalty also have an effect on the color scheme that you use? Because, like, I got on royal blue pants.
Right. Right.
And then I seen the cream and the bright red.
Right.
And then the green and the purple when you first did it. And then I'm looking at the design and like people don't know about that design there, right, and then right. the symbolism behind that.
Right. And you're right. Like, if you pay attention to my brand, I always include something in pieces where it's going to be good quality, and I mm-hmm. brand it off being royal. You know what I'm saying? Everything I got on, like my jeans, my hoodie, my hat, you got leather, you got Chanel patch, which people call it a towel, furry material. The name is Chanel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got, you know what I'm saying, some denims on, and then I got, you know, the stripes on the side where I did two different kind of stripes, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to give you some type of, it's going to be a simple look with yeah. something to pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the color schemes I play with, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be your colors that catch your eye, you know that's what I'm true. Saying? So, like, some of the colors you named, that's just pretty much what be going through my mind when I design, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense, man. And just to put game out there for those who might be listening, you have to, as he was just specific with the Chanel patch, when it come down to it, bro, sometimes you really need to be specific with your prayers.
Yep.
Because you don't want to just be out here just asking for anything. When it come down right. to it, like say if another person was able to bend his clothes and make them the way that he wanted to, it is always great for you to be able to specifically say what you want and what you mean. So that way you get it with no questions asked and not thinking you're about to get what yep. you want. You know
they didn't give you the bare minimum.
Yeah, that's important
for,
too,
yeah.
man. Like when you're doing this type of business, especially with clothing, you really got to know your definition of words. You got to know what it is because when you're working with vendors, like, hey, they'll send you whatever they feel like they're going to yeah. make it. If you don't know what you're talking about, if you don't know what to tell them, they just going to go with what they know, and that's what they're going to send you. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing it that way, if you're working with vendors, so you really have to study it and know exactly what you're talking about when you making those transactions before you get your product.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the man behind Royalty Denim before we get into all the clothing and why you guys started and things of that. So, like, Tay, just growing up, where did you grow up at and how was life growing up for you?
Sure, man. And I'm going to tie it in to, like, clothing since that's what I'm here for. I'm originally from Mobile. I grew up in Orange Grove, Project area. Some of it tore down, some of it still up.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there all my life, bro. I went to college when I left. When I graduated high school, we moved out of Orange Grove and I went straight to college. So growing up as a kid, bro, it was just me and my mom till I got 11. Then she had my sister. Mm-hmm. It's just me and her. But she was a single parent. But her and my grandmother, they always instilled in all of us, like, get up, put clothes on every day. It didn't matter. My mom ain't dry, so we had to catch rides, catch the bus, whatever, to get to the store. So her motto is, you can't lay around the house with no clothes on. You know I got to catch a ride, so you need to be ready. I live like that to this day. I get up, put on clothes, don't matter. I keep my clothes on until I'm finna go to take a shower and go to bed. So that's just the way how I live my whole life. So I always been into clothes, bro, because it was instilled in me, put clothes on. My grandmother just turned 88. She still put on clothes, still put on her little blush and all that. We just had a party for her. She don't play that. Like, me and my family, one thing you gonna see is putting on some clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gonna come out fresh. And that's good, though. I see that, yo, the creature of habit became your entire career in business.
Facts.
And that's a blessing, though, because some people, bro, that just don't happen for them, you know?
Yeah, and I just think I was blessed with some people who had some fashion sense, and it came down to me, bro.
Exactly. All right, so one thing when having, you know, a clothing line, the one thing you have to do is be ahead of the curve before people
for
get
sure.
there. You
for
can't
sure.
be late with the styles. Yep. You got to always be on top of the styles. So I already know that you plan for the fall way in the beginning of the summer.
Probably way before then.
Man, probably like winter last year you was already playing football.
My catalog, bro, I'm probably like 3 years ahead of myself.
But I gotta say, he's very different though from like all we have a lot of local like clothing lines like in Mobile itself, but I've not seen nobody compete with what you got.
Yeah.
Like, it's all different. Like it's none of it's the same. It's just not the same. It's a lot better.
Yeah, and that's good because it gives people like variety.
Yep.
Right. I ain't wanna jump in and do what everybody was doing, you know. Yep. I seen a lot of the trends going on, but when I came in, I'm like, I'm a denim company, but I add pieces that, you know,
other people
like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do it my way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a piece of me through my clothing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's why, like, a lot of people ask me, do I got track suits or would I do a track suit? I would never do one.
Bro.
That's not.
You're above that level.
I ain't saying that. I just won't do that. I don't want to feature that item. You know what I'm saying? But I do. I have two. I've made my second style of sweatsuit, and I may just stick with those two styles. You know what I'm saying for right now, because they just a hot item. You know what I'm saying.
Play
with the color schemes and the material. You know what I'm saying. It works that way for me. I don't want to do what everybody else doing.
Yeah, like, that's true. Don't fix what ain't broken, bro. And I do want to take a second just to talk about that because. Like, people wearing tracksuits in the middle of the freaking summer.
Yeah.
How fashion is now. Like, people wear it all year.
Yeah, they wear it all year round. Yeah, and I've had requests, like, for my first sweatsuit I made. Like, they were requesting that all year round, but I had cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, because I'm like, it's getting warm. But when I cut it off, I made it with shorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, around the springtime, something like that. Because people real deal wear sleeves all year round.
Yeah.
Hoodies, sweatshirts. All year round. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just a fashion thing, but people really do that.
It'd be too.
Yeah, and it'd be hot down here, but they going to put it on.
Hey, mister, put that shit on.
Yeah, they going to put it on.
Yeah.
Don't put on them hoodies.
What you doing, with you having your denim company, how much do, like, fashion, like, shows and fashion... Like New York Fashion Week, for example.
Right.
That'd be something that you.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely would.
I want to do that. I want to go to Vegas. Like, I'm deep off into this.
Yeah, for real.
Like, this just the beginning, bro, of my plan. Like, I always, like, when I first started, I gave myself a 5-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going into year 3. And I'm right on point with everything. I said, year 1, I wanted to learn the business while, you know what I'm saying? Learn it, get a full grasp of it. Year 2, get clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Year 3, get a store. I'm at year 3, I got a store. Mm-hmm. Year 4, I said, I want to see 1 million.
Okay.
Dead serious. Year 5, I want to open up more stores. So, hell, I done got the 3. So,
here come 4.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, people are like, you got to be a mastermind at it. You got to have a plan when it comes to... this, even what you see in front of you right now with this, you gotta have a plan when it comes to this. So, like, Tate, with you, you not only got a store, but you open a storefront. It's a difference. So why did you choose a storefront over just getting like maybe a store or something in the mall?
It's a few things. I wanted to be a little bit more independent and not collabed in a mall like that. Mm-hmm. And I got a few pointers. Shout out to my man Tony from Secret Scientist, man.
Shout out to Tony, dog.
Man, he real for real, bro. He a real one, man. And
shout out to Tony, bro. We love Tony.
I got when a lot of us in the fashion game, we got relationships with each other, man. You may don't see it, but we got relationships with each other. Mm-hmm. And Tony just dropped some gems on me. You know what I'm saying? I took that, ran with it. You got to think about, like, you know, especially in the mall down here, it's pretty pricey to be in those venues, you know what I'm saying? So you want to, it's like, you want to spend the less dollar for the book that you can make. So I found out that being the area that I'm in and being on that side of the ball game, you can pay a little bit cheaper for the overhead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I went with that. So it's like strategizing, man. You really got to spend the less dollar to make the best dollar you can make.
Because every cent, everything matters.
Counts. Everything counts.
Matters when it comes to that. And then my thing is, you're not, you're more independent. You're making more off of the dollar that you are, but you're not losing anything because Dolphin Street with the location,
yeah, is always location, traffic. Yeah, location, it's traffic, location, over there, man.
And then if I'm not mistaken, it's a barbershop on the right around the corner.
Yeah, it is right around the corner. So nail shop. It's a lot of traffic over there, man. You know how many people go to Chick-fil-A right there across the street?
Exactly.
And Food Cyclists?
Or the Subway.
Subway right next door to me.
Just to get their medicine.
Got Planet Fitness, right? All these places, Crystal's right in front of me. So you got to think about all these places have high traffic all day long.
And the demographic is so, like.
Yeah, it's easy to get to.
And that, and then, like, just the clientele is so, like, different. You can, it's people who look like us that are over there. People who,
facts,
you know,
the demographic is wide, man. Like, yeah.
I wasn't gonna say that. Yeah, it is probably some great people over there.
And then, and like I said, we're branding it, you know what I'm saying? From the outside of the store, you see Royalty Denim, you don't think of a category, a genre, or a style that is. You gotta walk in and really see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you walk in, Denim is never going nowhere.
Never.
Not at all.
So just to piggyback on like track shoes and stuff like that stuff go and come.
They do.
Denim never going nowhere. The only thing you got to do is stay ahead of the curve, know what type of denim, you know what I'm saying, to put out, and they're going to be here.
Quality.
They're going to be here. Quality denim with a royal feel, man. That's
exactly
what it is.
Exactly. You got to keep it real.
That's for a good sure slogan.
Yeah, telling me stuff just be coming to my mind, and when it sounds good, I'm just run with it.
Just go with it, man.
Hey, go with your favorite mind.
Slap it on the back of a fucking t-shirt. Let's go
with it.
Let's roll. You know what I'm saying? So, Tay, man, like, this all been a long time coming for you. Just, you know, you putting together your work and turning it into making your dream a reality. If I was a guy who wanted to really start into this clothing, I'll just say clothing game, what is maybe one big tip that you could tell me with starting this?
Man, to be real with you, you better have some money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep it real. You better have some money. Because, like, starting a business, man, that ain't any business. You got to have the money, though. Like, the more money you have, the better you can do with it. And, of course, you got to do your research, your homework. Yeah. Anybody can tell you that. Like, study.
You actually offer a class on this, right?
Yeah, I do consultations on this, bro. I teach you how to do it.
Exactly.
If you want to book me and learn how to do it, now I taught a few people. I won't disclose nobody information, but I've taught a few people.
See, people don't, like, they got to learn to put respect on your name because people sit around at the crib and just think, oh, well, he just learned from trial and error. Like, this dude has a whole master degree. A lot of people don't even know that.
That is true.
But bro has a whole master's degree.
It ain't even in fashion. It's in counseling. You know what I'm saying?
So he going to know how to talk to you.
I deal with people, bro.
About getting your shit right.
Yeah, like for real, I really done looked out for some people. I done blessed some people in this game, man. I learned the hard way. I figured it out. I was working with somebody before, but I learned a lot through that little situation. Mm-hmm. And turned it into my own situation, you know what I'm saying, and found out what to do. And shoot, I'm here. But I do appreciate that, and I do really teach people how to do it. If you really want to do it, just holler at me.
Okay, then. All right, let's dive into, like, maybe some quick hitters, some quick questions. Like, could you see yourself doing a Rosie Denim runway?
I can.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I can. You know, my opening day when I came out, I was in a fashion show. Fashion in the City. Yeah. Yeah, that was my first day dropping. It was like, I think that was in 2000. It probably was 2020, January of 20. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was right before COVID. So that was my first time dropping, and I was in that fashion show. That shit was live. So I wouldn't mind by doing that. It's just, man, I'm still branding myself. And the bigger my brand get, I feel like I can put that in perspective and have a crowd come out.
I mean, I think you can probably do that. I know you got a plan. I know everything written out. But honestly, bro, I can see you doing it in the next couple months. Maybe that's like hard. do like a spring drop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
My spring drop this year. Oh man, next year. Oh man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh man.
And you can have like a DJ do the little thing.
Yeah.
You can have I have a band perform. And then as they do their little performance through the stage, you can have them walking down the runway.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what I'm doing with the store too, man. I'm like doing different stuff that Mobile really ain't seen yet or I haven't done yet. People probably have this stuff in mind, but I'm just gonna go out and do it. My store is really gonna be like a kind of, you would say like women have boutiques, mine like a boutique too. Like, well, this, you know what I'm saying, more than men items. Men can come and kick it.
Mantique.
And get them. Yeah. You can come kick it, for real. I'm going to have a vibe enough.
I'm going to go and say, like, I really appreciate the fact that you do this because men, we don't have this type of stuff.
You don't have it.
It's always like a women boutique everywhere. Women, like, if we go to the mall, women can shop at about 70% of the entire mall.
Even at
the whole mall. They still shop in men's stores,
And men only have like 25%.
Yeah, you don't have many options, you know what I'm saying?
And the inflation on men's clothes is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and most of the men's clothes I see outside of the local brands, because the local brands really doing their thing here, you know what I'm saying? But like, you go in the mall, man, all that look the same. You know
what
I'm saying? And all that look the same.
They want like $80 for the fucking pants.
Yeah.
They want $45 for the fucking t-shirt. And I'm not talking about local clothes.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about. Yeah.
It's just those same type venues you see in all the malls. And that's outside of Mobile too, because I be traveling a lot. And they everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And they got like the same styles, the same. It's like they're getting
the same shit.
It's the same stuff. And they mark up the price on it so high. And the quality really don't
it's
be
garbage.
That. Yeah.
It's garbage. Like two washes, and they go from being regular pants to goddamn skinny jeans. And like, I'd rather, and this is why we have you here today. And this is why we thank people like Tony, and we thank other local people who put together, like the dude from Dangerous Minds and Tula Ness and things.
Yeah,
like
man,
that.
The boys really doing it.
We appreciate y'all making brands, because I'd rather give my hard-earned money to somebody who look like me and want to work and who put in the grind just like I put in the grind.
Yeah. I'd rather give my money to something that looks different. If it looks different, I typically don't care if it's like more pricey. If I know it looks different, I'll buy it. Now, if it looks the same, I'm not going to spend $8.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think about that when I make my pieces, man. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna put a price value on this, man, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Will I buy it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Will I buy it?
Because it's real, though.
Like, for real. Like, I put a lot of thought into my customers. For real. Like, I want you to have the best experience when you get my clothing.
Because that's what literally lifts your brand, because it all comes back to the customer.
Facts.
It always come back to the customer. If the customer feel great about it, they're going to continue.
They come
to
back.
Buy.
I work on repeat customers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people ask me, like, how you get a store so fast? Like, how you get the money to get it so fast? Like, bro, like, mostly everybody who shot with me come back 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And buy more clothes.
Exactly.
Mostly everybody who shot with me, they buy multiple pieces,
exactly.
Like mostly everybody. So it ain't about how many people really mess with me is just the people who come back and the people who shop. They like, they spend money with me.
Yeah, and it's going to turn into a little bit of both, because the way I see it is the customer's going to always be the base of everything that you do, right? And right. then you create the customer experience, which create more customers coming. When more customers coming, they give you more money. When Facts. You get more money, you get more vendors, Period. Which also drives down the price Facts. Because you got more vendors, which also creates more customers.
Facts.
And it all come back to the customer. It always Right.
I always come back to the consumer, man. Like this, when you in this business, when you selling product, bro, you have to make people happy. Yeah. Like that's the main goal. If these folks ain't happy with your stuff, they ain't finna come mess with you.
Come
exactly.
Back.
So
and they could be the first time they be like, "Nah, I ain't messing with that no more."
So would you make something custom? Like for instance, me being an artist, I need something. I wanted something.
I've had people call and ask me, but the thing is with customs. People don't give me enough time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They gotta, like, I need enough time. If you can give me time in advance, I don't mind about providing that to you. You know what I'm saying? I just need the time frame. Like, you can't come to me and be like, oh, I need some in 2 weeks. I'm like, I ain't gonna happen, bro. But I refer you to somebody who can.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If I know somebody who can get it to you, I tell you to go to somebody else. But me personally, I'm running up. It's getting more busier now. I got a website. I'm running a store. You know what I'm saying? I got an overhead. I got employees. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do work other jobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I need the time. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. You let me know in the time frame, and I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I can get it for you.
Just keeping it a buck. Yeah. Man. And it's cool that the fact that y'all go to him and he refer you to people, and it's lifting each other up. Just like y'all should come out this Saturday and lift up Royalty Denim, because they're doing the grand opening of the store on Dolphin Street. Look, man, it's going to be a beautiful event. Y'all come on out. Make sure you bring your wallet, because not only is it good for you to be there, it's always good for you to wear Royalty Denim as well.
Now, what's the exact location?
That address is 3071 Dolphin Street. The landmark is Midtown Plaza. It's right there by Sage Park.
Across
the street from Fusaclis. What's that? In front of Crystals.
Mm-hmm.
We got Planet Fitness in that shopping center.
Rite Aid.
I'm in the shopping center, in the premier shopping center in the city.
Yeah,
like,
have you signed and everything already up?
Not yet. Okay. That sign, man, that sign real ridiculous. There's a certain way they want me to have it. Yeah. And that mug costs some money, too, the way how they want it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Regulations. Yeah. See, and that's why we should be out there buying clothes to help my boy.
I do got an overhead, man. Like this stuff costs, man. Like, a lot of people, like, when I first started, you know, people ask for discounts. They want to, you know, want you to give it to them. But you got to think about it. With people in business, bro, they put their money into this. Like, they buy this stuff.
You trying to understand how people ask. How you ask? Oh,
they
ask.
My thing is, but these motherfuckers ain't asking polo. They ain't like,
you
they ain't asking
bro.
Fucking.
You
these people V-long for no fucking discount.
You can't call Jordan and ask him like, "Hey, bro,
let me get half on them J."
You can't do that. So why not give us the same respect?
Come on,
bro. And we probably spending, you know what I'm saying? At this point, those brands are very established. They can take losses.
Yeah.
Small businesses can't afford losses, bro. And we really put our money into this. So all my inventory that's in my store, I pay for that up front. So if I don't sell it, I'm stuck with it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you just think about it in that perspective. Ain't no disrespect or nothing like that, but it's just like, just have more respect for a small business, man. Because we the ones that really, like, trying to get there.
Exactly. And it's legitimate. It's legitimate small business. This ain't no bullshit. Like this.
I ain't getting nothing it's to wrong. Really help me out for real.
Exactly.
It came out my pocket. And I do got a partner, childhood friend of mine, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out. He
put some investments in with me, and I do got another partner. She helped me out, you know what I'm saying, with the day-to-day grind. So I just made this team this year. So the whole time I've been doing it by myself until I added these two people. So ain't number three of us that really put into work with this brand. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So
dream work made the team work, bro.
Yeah, man.
Well, I said that backwards. Teamwork make the dream shit. Work. Yeah, yeah.
Was, hey, bro. But dreams do make the team work too, because y'all be having the dreams to look forward to.
For sure.
And that's why you my dog. Exactly.
For sure.
We always keep it a buck over here. Tay, man, how can people follow Royalty Denim and support? I know they got to show up on Saturday.
Yep,
yeah, for sure. Now we got a place you can just show up at 7 days a week, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I ain't playing
and
with
Sundays.
It. And yeah, Sundays. And I may stay open later than the mall. So okay. Y'all late people who just want to go pick us and go to the club, come holler at me. I'm going to be open the hours, 10 to 9, Saturday through Friday. Sunday, I may do like 12 to 6 or something like that.
Are you hiring employees?
I am hiring. I'm looking for somebody. We're open availability. You can shoot me your resume at royalty.denim20@gmail.com.
Hey, bro, I ain't going to lie now. Tuesday, shoot me your resume. I might be able to slide.
Yeah. I do need somebody with some open availability, man, for real. But you can find us on Instagram, royalty.denim, and on Facebook, officially Royalty Denim.
Bro, I'm not good because of that help. Stop.
Yeah. Hey,
bro. Yeah, man.
Come
yeah,
on, man. Yeah, hey, man. I'm down for the call.
Hey, man, for real, man. I got, you know, this week I'm busting it out. Everything going to come together. I got my people, my team. We gonna be in now, working, man.
And will it be some fits in the store this Saturday that people have never seen?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we will have some.
About how many?
Yeah. You gotta come see, man.
Okay, well, I can't make it, but
with my brand, like I do, like I don't randomly put out stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I real deal drop collections.
Yeah. Okay. Like
mostly everything I got. It's gonna coordinate with each other, so I call them collections. You know what I'm saying? So, you will see the grand opening collection. So ooh, it's gonna look more original.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like some of those pieces. You know, a lot of people big on original stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got the first drop of this original. Damn, like Jordans, like the original one through. How many goddamn retro Jordans he got now?
Yeah,
those original colors and styles. I got some of that going on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's only right to do it that way.
Yeah. Exactly, because that was going to be my next question. Were people going to be able to get the ones that they weren't able to get?
One piece in there. Well, my T-shirts, I got the original T-shirts, and that cream and red had to come back.
It had to come back.
Ooh, you brought that back?
I brought it back.
It'd be in the yo.
It's so many requests for that. I sold that out 3 times. And people still want it. So I was like, it's just on the right. I'll bring it back.
I remember that red and black, though.
Y'all seen somebody had them on one time with my fit. Like, bro, that item now, that what really made me just like, oh, it's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's up.
Locked in right into
they messing with it. It's up. That right there really did it.
Exactly.
For sure.
People don't even know. One night, I was up at 2:00 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I made Royalty Denim a commercial.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. Just because I was editing videos that night, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'll put it together."
Shout out to Rock, bro. He did make me a commercial, bro.
Yeah,
for
where
real.
Can we see this shit at?
Huh? It's on the page.
I gotta go find
y'all
it.
Probably don't know you did it though.
I didn't know you did it.
Yeah,
it's on the page.
I remember like I know he was like, man, I need something, and I seen the Facebook post, and I was just like, fuck it, I'll put it together. Nobody gonna put it together. I'll put it together.
And I was like, go for it, bro. I work with anybody, bro. I like working with the underdogs for real. Like the people who up and coming. Like I like working with people like that for real. So it's like. Camera people, video people, it don't matter, bro. Like, if you up and coming, I'm going to give you a shot, for real. I'm going to give you the shot. So, that's just, like, just how I am. So, when you were like, I'll do it, I was like, come on, do that bit. Shit, I'm going to put that hoe out. I don't give a fuck. If it live, shit, I'm going to put it out.
I fucked around and made them two of them just because I was vibing with one song, he was vibing with the other. And I just was like, well, if I put them together, maybe, because you could tell somebody your vision, but it's kind of hard for them to see it.
Yeah.
Until you just put that shit out.
Just got to put it out,
yeah,
bro.
So yeah. So, you got like two different versions of it. So, yeah. Yeah.
I might trap or die, man. Trap or die, Jeezy.
Exactly.
That's the music in the background. Yeah, Jeezy inspired me a lot, bro.
Yep.
For real.
And it's crazy. Because Jeezy inspired him and Currency inspired me. So I made a Currency and a Jeezy version.
You may got to see him in that Currency version.
Hey, I loved it. Because, like, the song that I had is like, a nigga was like, he said, who directed your shit? He said something, and then he was like, mine's a Tarantino flick. So I was trying to shoot it like a fucking Tarantino flick.
Yeah.
And put that, like, that specific bar in that and, shit.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's why I was, like, moving the camera and having it at different angles so that motherfucker hit.
Bro, real deal directing out that motherfucker with a cell phone. But we were trapping it out. And that's why I picked Trap or Die, because we really were trapping it out. I was selling clothes out the trunk, bro. For real.
It's in the video.
Out the trunk. Got that on me. Hell yeah. Come on.
It's in the video. Bro, look, man. This has been an awesome-ass episode, bro. For real. Y'all got to learn a lot about Tay Ho and the reason why Royalty Denim is here today. And, you know, us here off the rock, we appreciate you for vibing with us.
Appreciate y'all, bro. Appreciate y'all for giving me the platform, you know what I'm saying? Get it out more, bro. I'm ever in y'all favor. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Same here, man. And y'all don't even know we're going to run this back, but y'all be looking forward to the off the rock, you know, Royalty Denim, Tay Ho collection. Because it's more episodes.
Yeah.
That y'all ain't seen. Yeah. It's going to drop. And y'all going to be like, damn, they really did it. Yes, we really did it.
Yeah.
And we're coming back.
We locked in for sure.
For sure. Plus, y'all know we Gator fans, so shout out to our team.
Yeah, sir.
Bruh, if you got a prayer at home, when you go to church, just
we do.
Hey, bro.
It's all good,
though,
bro.
Like this, you a Michigan fan.
We better than y'all.
This year.
Well, this year.
But we have met up with y'all in a couple bowl games, man.
Bust y'all ass.
Bust that ass up.
I wouldn't talk to it.
It's fun to live in the past.
No, dude.
I would bust y'all ass that.
Yeah.
No. Y'all can't barely beat Sanford. Y'all can't see
God.
Big Ten whooping this year, y'all.
Oh, my God. Hey. Against Sanford, we scored 70. Y'all can't get past 20.
Let me tell you something about Sanford. Sanford probably played more top 10 teams than y'all have out of the SEC and y'all whole history of being Michigan, bro. Them boys be playing Bama, Auburn, probably every couple years, bro. So you keep on playing teams like that, your recruiting get better.
And then on top of that, bro, dude,
your recruiting get better.
Yeah.
But matter of fact, the game tonight, it's a dude from Mobile, Javoski Tite, play safety for San Francisco. He graduated from Sanford.
And
you know what I'm saying, bro? Man, football deeper rooted in the South, man. So
I understand that.
You can go to.
Hey, look, whatever helps you get a fan seat.
Hey, I would like to see Michigan this year, and I bet you we'll beat y'all.
Yeah, it don't even matter the shit talking he talked. We both gonna be in the same position towards the end of the year. Like, we all in the same thing.
Y'all might not make it to a bowl. We don't get a high bowl like that. We number six or something.
We going to a bowl game, bro.
Wait, excuse me.
Be a bowl.
No.
It'd be more like the Birmingham Bowl.
Don't get it twisted. With the win against Sanford, we all bowl eligible.
We bowl eligible, man.
Eligible.
Yeah, bro, we showing up.
But we
team in.
We don't really have that many.
Okay.
Y'all
niggas just need to play. Y'all just need to be Alabama schedule. No need to play no college teams all year. They just need to play. Y'all just need to play the Detroit Lions.
They did lose a game this year.
They finna lose too.
I think Georgia gonna get them.
I think Georgia gonna get them. Georgia look like a complete team this year, man. Them boys got a coach from up there.
They got a man the same size as your TV.
Yeah,
run.
Michigan State beat us because they keep
But that running back, bro.
Yeah, he's that ball, dog. I'm talking about the coach, though. But he came from Saban.
It's the fucking khaki pants, bro.
And coming from under Saban, but them boys be right.
It's Jim Harbaugh and them khaki pants. That's what keep fucking y'all up. It's because he got two deep threes in the khaki pants.
Bro, Jim has, bro, between August and November, like start of November, like he's like only lost like 9 games in his tenure there. From November to what you call it, bro? Because that's when the schedule gets tough. When we start playing,
guys, they get tough, bro. Yeah, and it matters.
We almost just choked. We almost just choked Penn State.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Y'all just choked Penn State.
But
I'd rather choke the Penn State than South.
I wouldn't choke near Penn State. That's
I don't
think
they were good though a couple years ago.
Yeah, they were. Christian McCaffrey.
No, not Stanford. I said Samford.
Samford.
They played Samford.
Yeah, it's a small college in Birmingham, bro.
We didn't though. We scored 70 points. And like niggas keep forgetting that we scored.
As you should have.
They had like 50.
It was, Sanford put up 42 on them in the first half.
Y'all got to get rid of the offensive coordinator.
We did. But I'm just saying, like, I just don't want people to keep talking about this Sanford scoring 52. Like, Georgia Southern didn't shit on Alabama like a couple years ago. Like, they ran through Alabama like shit through a tin can. Go back and YouTube Nick Saban. He said those are his words.
Yeah, but it happens.
It happens.
It's college football, bro. It happens.
But when last time Florida still won a championship, though?
Like, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tebow won a championship, right?
It was not 30, bro. Yeah. It was fucking 30. It was not 30, bro.
No,
bro. It was not 30
years ago.
It was
2008.
Bro, we can't. Hey, though, because you talking that shit, giving us justice. I feel sorry for this nigga, because they ain't wanting you.
Yeah.
You.
If we looking at your SEC ball, bro, we like the only other team in the SEC who be bringing in the championship.
I don't take
that.
I don't
think
the most winningest out program of all time.
Yeah.
I don't care how solid the SEC team here, but the SEC, that's why I didn't.
If we line up against somebody else, ain't no conference.
Most winning.
All time winningest program.
No, I probably got Nebraska.
Just having a down year, but they go outside and play somebody in the Pac-10 or they're liable to kick your ass.
I'm gonna tell you.
What you looking at?
Hey, probably Alabama now, though, dog. I ain't going to even bullshit you. Who the most winning this program in college football history?
In history?
Yeah.
It might be Alabama now.
Nah, I don't know, bro.
I don't know. It may be.
Bob Stoops was running the shit, and then you had Bobby Bowden running the shit.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty close, though.
But
it
then, Cabell Bryant did do his thing with Alabama.
I'm saying, it's pretty, I think
it's but then Michigan had a run, too.
Texas.
But with Alabama.
USC.
I mean, but
the all-time winningest program is Michigan. Now, second is Ohio State. Third is Alabama.
Oh, okay.
That sounds about right.
That back when they had them goddamn buckets on their head, they playing football with them brown sacks on them. That was the original Heisman Poll.
They had one color uniform.
I know. I feel like you left out of this. Who is Cam Newton? Who is Cam Newton?
I don't give a shit.
You do know who Cam Newton is.
I do, but I don't care. I don't know what team he's from.
That's
all you know is Jordan. That's all you know, huh? In the sports.
Michael Jordan.
I know Cam Newton's name, but I don't know what team he plays for.
He plays for the Panthers.
Now. Whatever.
What's your favorite sport?
I mean, it's okay. You know,
I don't watch sports.
But people didn't
play
know
basketball.
Yeah,
I was younger, I don't watch that shit now.
She probably played.
You know why? Nothing dealing with sports a lot.
She probably played.
I like the fucking Olympics. That's
Upward. Remember Upward?
Yeah.
Trying to give me close up. Upward.
Oh, look, bro. This has been an awesome episode. We didn't kind of win to our college football, though. I kind of, that's good. I got to have a show just for that.
And I won't be on that one. I'll be. Go study.
It's coming soon.
I won't be here.
I won't be here.
Well, let's we're good.
True. What's something you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
My birthday Wednesday.
I don't give a shit.
Cash
tomorrow
app is
like this Wednesday? That's Tuesday.
I mean, Wednesday, fool. Like this
so
Wednesday.
2 days.
The day after tomorrow.
Oh shit. Okay.
So, what is your Cash App for people to be able to send you money?
Who finna Cash App him?
Man, I get some Cash App every year. I'm gonna make sure.
I got five on it. Just write it in the comments, my guy, on the page.
I'll post it. All right. I don't really like doing that though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a bum shaking his cup on
like
birthday.
My birthday day, hit my cash
out if
you
want to
send me
something.
Them
bums been shaking
their hands.
Yeah, yeah, it's everybody doing that trend. It kind of trashed me.
I ain't
finna ask nobody for nothing.
Anything I'm going to say, come turn up with me.
Yeah, come turn up with me. Most time, I'm going to pay for you to turn up with me.
I'm telling you to come turn up with me.
I did do it.
I ain't asking you for shit, but I'm telling you.
I did do it last year. I did it last year for the first time. I pulled my cash out, and soon I did it. Somebody sent me 50 right then. And it was somebody I never would thought we even.
Somebody sent me $100.
She didn't even stay here. She stayed in New Orleans. She sent $50.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Nah, she went to church together with me.
What if it was that girl?
She trying to beat.
That be the ones trying to beat.
Was she mad? Was she mad? I hope she ain't trying to beat. She mad.
What that be the ones trying to beat. This been off the rock.
All right, I don't know. What if it was that girl? He put the boot on her car.
I put the what?
The boot. When you took that.
I didn't put the boot on her car. Now, she could.
You got the boot put on. Shit.
No, I left and she probably still got a ticket in New Orleans.
So therefore, you got the boot put on.
Yeah, that is true.
I never heard of
her. He ain't
true, we have this ritual. Off the rock that we put every guest through.
Wait, we ain't done yet.
Well, you done wrapped up the show like three
not
times.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
What's something you want to tell the people before cash? Besides, get us off of here.
Shut the fuck up. I ain't got much.
That's not what you want to tell the people.
Because my mouth hurts. That's so bad. I can't even talk.
That's why she quiet.
me and Togo over there swollen hell.
Damn boy.
But, you know, not my usual. You know, keep on keeping on. Be happy.
Yeah, we got to get her a cup of ice. Cash, what you want to tell the people?
Cold water and stick a tongue in.
Hey, man. Don't get lightning rod tongue rings because it's going to make your mouth swell. And make sure your denim is royal.
Exactly.
That's hard.
So, I mean, the moment's here. The moment is here. Tay, what you want to tell the people before we get off here?
Come shop with us November the 20th, this Saturday. 3071 Dolphin Street. That's the address. Pull up. We're going to do the ribbon cutting at 12.
Turn up.
We're going to be open to 9. We'll be there all day. So you can pull up, come shop. Man, put that shit on, man.
Put that shit on.
That's what I stand on. Put that shit
put
on.
Put that shit on.
Put that shit on, man. That's it.
Look, man.
Put that shit on me.
And I just want to tell everybody, look, you can accomplish what you put your mind to. Remember, half-assedness never did anything for anybody. And if you in need, don't call me. All
right. It's Christmas time. For shit show, don't call me. All my coins going to me daughter and me girl. So,
I need
don't ask me for Nathaniel, boy. Hell me.
Oh,
that's my name till December 26th, Nathaniel. I ain't got Nathaniel.
Look, man, and be a G and send us a mail at offtherock@gmail.com. And remember, guys, we are not taking any interview requests. Like, let us find you. Just keep working hard. All right.
I need a royalty suit.
Yeah. I need one, too. With a royalty.
1,200.
I'll pay it.
I'm getting a sweatsuit early.
1,200.
Because it's going to be custom. So
1,200.
He's going to say.
Not so fast, big fella. I'm way ahead of you.
Well, now you can do it.
Still 1,200. Hey, Tay.
What's up?
We it's this ritual we put everybody through that comes through off the rock. You know, we all want to be famous, so, you know, we got to do this. I'm going to draw this pentagram in the middle.
Stupid, bro.
I'm going to need you to repeat these words very carefully. If you are not vibing with off the rock, then you are under a rock.
You say the under the rock part.
Gosh.
Can I try and explain that shit to you, Will? Anyway.
So, let the initiation begin, right?
Look, man, I appreciate every single person who hopped on this live, like, share, and comment. Thank you for vibing with Off the Rock. And remember, if you're not vibing with Off the Rock, Tay-Day, what?
Under the rock.
Initiation complete.
Under a rock, mother.
Jay, I need some more hibachi, boy.
AJ, take us out.